Last time on Natural Fun, the party gave Ella the necrotic flowers found in the creeping copse to study and find a cure for the blight. And Willow had a meeting with the mayor, who had information about her missing father. We rejoin our heroes as they regroup.
So Sigrid, Kestrel, and Tony were waiting by the caffeinated dragon in finishing off the rest of the picnic and returning the picnic basket, while Willow and Moira made their visit with the mayor. So the party's kind of split right now. Not sure what you guys want to do.
Meet back up with
yeah,
them.
I assume they're coming back.
Yeah, I think that was the plan.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so Moira and Willow walk back over to the Pan's Fountain, where the rest of your party is waiting, and they have successfully returned the picnic basket.
Did you have you had to?
Picnic basket. And yes, I had to. I did. I'm sorry.
When they arrive, the two of them hear me say to both Sigrid and Kestrel, and that's why I don't eat raspberries.
What? Why don't you eat raspberries?
He just told us.
I wasn't here for it.
Yeah.
We should go back to the tavern now because we need to stop yelling things in the center of a town.
So I don't know. I feel like
can we go back to the inn, please? Right
now. I don't
now.
Know. I feel like you can yell about your ass out here.
No, there's not. You know that's not what I mean. Come on, let's go back to the tavern so we can plan on what we're gonna do. Not tavern, the inn. Any place where there's no one else staring every time we try to talk about things.
I mean, everyone's gonna stare anyway. I'm so tall and so blue.
We have bedrooms.
Do you all? So Kestrel obviously goes back towards the fairy's nest. Do you guys all go
yeah,
back?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone goes back to the fairy's nest, and as you enter, yeah, Alistair's still sitting there because it's only been a few hours and it's still morning, and it's pretty clear that his partner is not a morning person. So he's still sitting there with a stack of books. He looks and says, "Hello, welcome back. Did you enjoy your not trip to the caffeinated dragon?"
No.
It was definitely not a trip.
No. There was no trip. And he looks at you, and he looks at you, and he slowly winks his eye, and he goes, "Wink." He says it aloud.
I do the same thing back to him. Wink.
And he just gives you a thumbs up.
Yep.
You're doing great, Ozzy. You're doing great.
Yes, I am great.
You deserve a raise.
Whose room are we going
it's the
to?
Voice.
It's just so funny.
Oh, who's got the funniest room? It's a real question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we've had the Kestrel and Sigrid room, we've had the Moira and Willow room, and then we have Tony's room with the jammies.
I think I'm scared of Tony's room after the jammy incident.
I feel like his room would be smaller than ours.
I agree.
It's probably smaller. It's probably just one bed.
I think we would be the best. Hostesses.
Okay, I agree.
So then Moira...
Because I'll be
so everyone goes to
yeah, you got the little brewery set up. Yeah, one of your room.
So everyone goes to Moira and Willow's room.
I just stash all my shit under my bed, though, as soon as quickly as possible.
Clickety-clickety.
Stealth roll.
Do you want to do it quickly before anyone sees? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, I don't know what I have.
Okay.
I'll be hiding, but I'm gonna hide all my
shit. I don't either, but give me a sleight of hand roll.
19.
Yeah, you're stealthy as hell.
Seriously.
And no one seems to notice as they wander into your room as you shove random objects underneath your items with small clinkities.
Hey, only one person in this party knows I'm a thief. We're keeping that way.
Oh, I see.
That's the sound.
Oh, okay.
So you were just trusting that Willow would never look over or something the entire time? Okay.
I mean, Willow's...
She's
to
a
be
good
fair,
child.
To be fair, Willow has never actually made any attempt to look into her stuff. They've talked, and they've had beers together.
I totally trust... Agma tells me that she's totally a kind, generous soul.
Does he?
That's a good question. I will do a religion check.
Roll for God.
Would you like to? Was that something that even would cross Tony's mind?
I mean, he just trusts her. I mean, I
you can just trust her. You don't need your God to tell you who to trust.
Yeah.
Trust that dwarven gut.
Yeah, I trust my fortitude on that.
Yeah.
The dwarven
yeah.
gut that can't
dwarven
handle
gut.
Strawberries.
Nope. Raspberries.
If it was strawberries, we'd be in big trouble in this town.
Yeah, we have.
God, that's like, that's big just hugged here. By jammies.
Sure. It's held my in by jammies.
My jammy jams.
All right, so y'all gather into the room.
So much jam.
And close the door, I assume.
Shut yes. the door.
Shut the door.
Close
make
the
sure door.
Make sure it's locked.
Okay, make sure it's locked.
I lean in. So, what are we doing?
He leans in with his hands on his face like a five-year-old's.
It's very cute. I'm actually laid on the ground with my feet kicking up.
Oh my god!
Yes, he sprawls onto his belly with his feet kicking in the air, leaning on his elbows with his chin in his hands, and looks at you all and goes,
so what are we doing?
I think it should be now noted for people who cannot see that he has actually shaped his goatee to match his character at this point.
Maybe.
And thus is doing this
kind
in real life.
It's a real life problem. Sometimes your character is an extension of self. Moving on.
It's just hands are like perfectly framing.
It's so perfect. That's why it was so easy for me to laugh and think about Tony that way. It's perfect.
Hooray.
Perfect. Okay.
So what are we doing?
So what are you doing?
Yeah, what's the plan here? Well, the mayor slammed the door in our face and locked it as soon as possible.
Willow, did he know your dad?
Yeah, they were childhood friends like 150 years ago. And he gave me this small box. It has a phoenix on it. But supposedly there's just dust inside. Oh, fuck.
Do you show them the small box?
Sure, yes.
Okay. I'm immediately intrigued by, like, it's got phoenix on it.
Yeah. So she takes out this small tin tobacco container with a phoenix rising from the ashes painted on the front.
Oh, no, I don't smoke anymore.
You recognize that it's a tobacco box? You used to smoke? That's cool.
I mean, he had a wild era in his past.
Cute, I dig it. All right.
I haven't opened it yet, have I? Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance.
Do you just want to open it, just open it, or if you think it's trapped for some reason, you could check it for traps.
All right, I'll do an investigation.
Sure.
Just to be safe.
14? It's super not trapped. It's just a little tin box. It's got a small little clasp on it.
Okay.
It's only about the size of, like, a silver dollar.
Okay. All right, so I'm opening it up.
So you open it up, and there's just random stuff in it.
Like dust, like
Tony.
Ash.
Tony mentioned that he didn't smoke anymore, but this doesn't look like tobacco.
Can I figure out what it is? What?
Yeah, just roll me a straight intelligence check.
All right, 14.
It's definitely ash, just ash.
So he gave you trash.
I mean, if it's ash, there's a good chance it's
like a person's
ashes.
Yeah,
I think it's a person's ashes.
Is it a phoenix ashes?
Well, that's what I thought.
Can it be a phoenix ashes? I really want to see a phoenix.
But I asked the mayor, and he was like, well, you know, phoenixes need all of their phoenixy ashes to make themselves.
We can find the rest. Let's do it. Let's find the rest.
150 years later.
Yeah, we gotta make sure it's the right phoenix.
It's called dust.
I mean, if anyone wants to give me an arcana check, you can tell whether or not these are magical ashes.
Sure, why not?
I'm gonna roll for it for sure polarity.
Oh, out of the bin. That's a one, friend.
Well, surprisingly, I got an 8.
21. Okay.
17.
Let's hold on. 21.
8.
8 for Kestrel.
17.
17 for Tony.
12.
12 for Sigrid, and a 1 for Moira because it jumped out of the bed.
What's on the floor?
It's out of the box.
Okay.
It's
go
Moira
for the
looks at
what?
It and goes, it's probably phoenix ashes for freaking sure. Sigrid looks at it and goes, yeah, sure. You three, though, Tony, Kestrel, and... I'm sorry, you got a 17, right?
No, I got
Kestrel.
An 8.
An 8, I'm sorry.
I have a minus 1 for Elvacarno.
Okay. Kestrel agrees with both Moira and Sigrid.
I just want it real bad.
Yeah. You guys are all like, yeah, phoenix! But Tony and Willow are both like, no, these are just regular ashes. Like, somebody just took these out of, like, a campfire. They're just ash. There's nothing magical about them at all.
It's just trash. I mean, the tin's nice, but the ashes are useless.
I mean, you think they were in there for a reason?
I mean, he was like a... Well, the mayor thought he might be like a mercenary, but he didn't talk about his work at all. He was very hush-hush. But, like, why...
Does your dad smoke?
I mean,
was your dad, like,
a lot of weird stuff. Just...
Was he a pack rat? Did he, like...
There you go.
I have no idea. He just moved a lot. So, if it was important, wouldn't he come back?
Yeah, it's had to be a quarter if you move a lot.
Maybe it's not important that if you left it.
I mean, what would a bunch of soot be useful for?
Maybe it used to be a secret letter and he burnt it but he wanted to keep it so no one could make it back into the paper.
It's going to have some kind of, like, emotional
Well,
value.
Maybe it's not magical in nature, but maybe he used it as a component. Was your dad a spellcaster?
No.
Correction, there. Would I know that? That there's, like, certain
you know
spells
gonna,
that require
weird components?
You know
what I'm
going to
have you do? Because you didn't give me a lot for your dad.
That's
and I've
true.
Kind of had the capability to build him. I want you to give me, a history check to see if you
okay.
remember what he was like.
Okay, that's helpful.
And what did the box look like again?
So it's a small, it's about the size of a silver dollar, which is, give or take, this big. For anyone else who's not here, I'm holding up the shape of the size of a silver dollar. If you don't know what that is, please Google. it's about the size of a silver dollar. It's literally silver, but it's got orange and red paint on the front, and it's a very small, very fine painting of a phoenix rising up out of ashes.
Does it have any other inscriptions on it, like any carvings, anything on like the bottom?
I mean, are you asking to take it from her and investigate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because sometimes maybe if it had, like, emotional value, there might be something, like, carved or written on the bottom.
Okay. That'll be an investigations check for sure, if Willow allows it.
That's permission roll.
If Willow allows it. Do you
lend
it to her? She, okay.
That's fine. Don't break it. Don't drop it, please.
It's pretty bad. 13. Six. That's, like, one of my better skill
I mean, it doesn't seem like there's anything super personal about this at all. It's a little scuffed. Like, he'd been carrying it around a while, but there's nothing super, like, no engravings, no personal effect to it at all.
Could I check the smithing from it? Like, where it might be from how the smithing was done?
Yeah, you can give me a roll for that. What would that usually be for you?
For smithing, I believe it's just proficiency, like, with tools. For, like, smithing tools.
Okay, so give me a d20 and add your proficiency.
Alrighty, can do that. Look for my bonus. There's... It's not great, though. That's a big ol' 7, so...
You're not sure. You're not sure where this came from. The handiwork seems fine, but it's not one you're familiar with.
Okay.
Did Ella get to meet him? Oh, she's real old, right?
No, she didn't. No, she just said that the mayor...
Do I know if it's made of steel, silver? Do I know...
With that roll, you can tell it's silver.
It's at least made of silver.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's definitely silver in make.
So it's not a 10,
it's a silver.
I'm sorry,
you were rolling a history check?
Yes.
12. Okay. Your memories of your father are really vague, almost dreamlike, because you were really small when he kind of left.
Yeah.
Your mother was really, like, reluctant to actually talk much about him, as if it hurt her. She was very much in love with him, and the fact that he never came back made her think that he was either... dead, or, you know, something else. And she was pretty reluctant to talk about it very much. When you do remember, you kind of vaguely remember what he looks like. You vaguely remember he has silver hair. You know he was very elven in nature. You know that elves, because of elves being elves, they have some natural ability towards magic, some natural inclination, but that's just an elf thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all you really knew about him. You don't really know much about him otherwise, and now you're finding out, too, that he might have been some kind of a mercenary, according to the mayor.
Right.
But you don't remember much about him because you were very small when he left. So, when they ask, you know, was he a caster? Kind of, but every elf is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to go beat this guy up, or what?
right now,
well,
it looked like if he goes in the woods, he's going to get attacked pretty bad.
But so is...
So I feel like we should maybe focus on the forest part before, you know, that completely explodes.
So, I mean, how do we go about telling him to knock it off?
Do we
approach it that way, or do we...
Do we have to tell him?
What do we say? She's dead, she's gone. Don't go back. The forest is on fire. Don't go in it. It's clearly not.
I mean, the forest fire.
Yeah,
the forest is full of things.
So he.
Well, besides the forest.
Need no water.
The last two.
Let this forest burn.
And they sort of, like, disappeared. So do you think the mayor asked them to poison the forest?
The Ursa people?
Yeah.
I mean, you met the guy. You would probably know his personality better than any of us.
I think he's weird.
No, definitely. No, I mean, shady for sure. I just don't know what is behind that shadiness.
Oh, like if it's just evil or just, like,
Just
creepy.
Like your standard already sketchy politician.
But he might not necessarily have like bad intentions. He might just, yeah.
So if me or Tony goes to ask him about the Ursa people, he's going to ask about why we haven't done anything about Theron. You two have already got... Sigrid, has he met you?
No, he has not.
So we can't really go along.
Him?
No.
No.
You never met him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think killing him is the right move. At least not.
Threatening him.
Disagree.
He needs to stay mayor for the town, at least until they can make a new
mayor. He
can
be a mayor with one less finger.
Okay, but, like, threatening him and Marn, like... A, we could get thrown in jail. B, what would that actually accomplish?
No,
he's the
mayor.
We're
really good at getting out of, you know, trouble. No, I'm so good at getting out of trouble.
Yeah. You might be able to escape prison.
Look, my big brother is already in jail. If I go to jail too, my mom will kill me.
That's news I didn't know. So when are we breaking your brother out of jail?
I don't know what he did. He might deserve it.
I was just going to ask you what your brother did.
I don't. Mom didn't say...
Let's find out if we need to break him out of jail.
All the way to Heskerville. Leave Willow, go to Heskerville, take a complete U-turn, good luck, DM. Okay, I'm hearing you.
So we've got a few options here, but one is, I mean, if I find out he was involved with those bear people, I'm not going to like that. And I might be a little...
You'd ask how he found them. If he can find them, then you can find them the same
yes,
way.
Yes, absolutely. But if That's he hired fine. Them, we're going to have a couple problems.
Well, did it,
but
like,
we
how
know
did
he's
we
stupid.
How did we get... How did you guys get...
Sigrid picked up a job. We were around town, and Sigrid just went, this one, and now we're stuck.
That's usually how things go. It's just, oh, here we go.
We was after trouble. The money.
Well, like, he approached you.
It
she
is.
Went to a guild.
Yeah, it was at the
It was just a posted job, and she
Adventurers
took it.
Guild. Yeah.
Okay.
We like money.
Yeah.
I mean, money is useful, especially when you donate it to the Church of Ogwa.
I like fancy weapons and armor.
Just to remind everybody that I am a paladin, yes.
I die.
What
and,
I'm saying.
And I like food.
I just die a little inside.
And I like fancy weapons, armor, and food.
That's fair.
So,
what girl doesn't like all those things?
Right.
So
I basically just picked the jobs that had the most money, and I was like, all right, we can do those. We got this.
All right, so what is the plan? What do you guys call yourselves as a group, anyway?
Well, I'm Kestrel.
I'm well aware of that, yes, but, like, when you introduce your group to people, what do you call yourselves, like? I mean, we never had a name when we were traveling.
Yeah.
I love you, Kestrel.
I love you too, Sigrid. Okay. This is very sudden.
She's funny.
When's the wedding?
Do I need to officiate a wedding?
Okay.
No, I just think she's funny.
Can't wait for the wedding, guys. I hope I'm invited.
Oh, God.
We have a witness. I mean, I could just officiate a wedding.
Oh, boy.
No.
I didn't mean it like that. Yeah. I just meant she's funny.
Okay, it was very sudden. I was confused. Okay.
We're moving.
Okay.
Feelings.
Again, my mom would also kill me if I got married and she wasn't there. But that aside, okay.
So, he was talking about what you guys call each other. If you guys want to come up with a group name, you can. You know that Brigantia was calling, we're calling you the protectors of the province of Brigantia, which is a mouthful.
It's a lot of words.
I mean, protectors.
That's generic.
Well, anyway.
Doesn't feel right.
Honestly, all of Kestrel's immediate ideas are all about the wagon we woke up in Snatcher's Woods. But the Snatch Cart is a really bad
name. Oh, no! Oh, no!
I support
that.
I don't want this.
That's why I said this out of character. Because, these ideas are too horrible to actually
that's
use.
Fucking terrible.
I feel like every single thing we do is just a really bad accident.
Yeah.
So, I feel like Protectors just isn't right. Like,
we're the Whoops Gang.
Whoopsie daisies.
The
whoopsie daisies.
Oh, no. We can talk about this later.
Yeah.
If you guys want to come up with a name, you're welcome to. Just talk to me about it later, we can have you announce it in an epic way in the next episode. Clearly, this is not the platform.
Okay.
Anyway.
Because there will be no Snatcher's cart.
I'm glad.
I like it. I think it's right. Very accurate.
First of all, the use of that word for any part of your body is... no.
It was the Snatcher's word.
Would you? No.
Could we be bear hunters?
Ooh, I like that.
No, we should be... You should be bear hunter.
Wait, can we do, does that mean we all get, like, an individual name?
Yeah, as a group.
As a group name.
No, but, like, an individual code name, because he would be
if you want to start trying... Here's the thing. You can try this. You can start trying to spread around, as rumors, that so-and-so, whichever you want your fucking special name to be, is the excellent at XYZ. You can try to spread rumors in taverns and then have people start calling you that. I will allow this.
We got two bars.
It's literally a you-can-try kind of situation.
Oh, Mara, you got PR. Mara's got a plus six in persuasion, yeah. Right?
I'm so good at persuasion.
We got ourselves a PR team.
We have three plus six in persuasions here.
It's more like a deception check.
Oh my god, I just thought of our name.
I'm so great at that.
What's our name?
Public relations.
Oh my god! I love it!
But it's not a sex thing.
I mean, of course.
It could be.
No, that's our entire sub.
Yeah.
It's not a sex thing. Okay. All right.
Moving on.
We'll discuss this later.
You're way too distracted.
It's distracted day.
Is there some way we can make research faster for Ella? Can we find plant experts besides Ella?
How do we stop time?
Alistair.
Can your god stop time?
Okay, I'm going to tell you right away. He's an intelligence god, not a magic god.
No.
He's a book guy.
But will he know
but
who
he,
can
he
stop
will,
time?
He will know a book that does
might,
stuff.
Might help you research.
I hold up the manners
topic.
One. I just got this one.
You've got books to learn you something.
Do I recognize the book?
It's the one that it's the one Ella gave me.
Oh, okay.
It's
roll
the manners
me,
one.
Roll me in. History check.
Tony don't have a book on manners?
It's called We Love Manners. The book on manners.
12.
You're pretty sure it's a pretty standard children's book that's kind of handed out to kids when they're learning manners.
Did you ever get this book, Tony?
The way his parents were, they probably did not focus enough to do it.
Yeah. I knew it. No manners whatsoever.
Uncivilized.
Same.
Savages. Perfect.
Get out of my head.
That's
all right.
Great.
If we can't make Ella research faster, is there anyone at a shrine who knows how to fight? Like, if they could fight zombies or something, that's necrotic, right? I mean, more of you, there's just one of
Tony
you.
Tony vigorously coughs and points to himself.
It's
wait, are
forest.
You a clergic?
He's a paladin.
I'm a paladin, that's what we do.
Aren't
you
fast too far off?
Yeah, but yes, but I don't.
I don't act like a paladin, very much so. I'm very well. I'm a vengeance.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
It's all. I avenge, if you will.
I didn't realize that paladins could fight dead things.
Yeah.
What? I don't know enough. Sorry.
Out of character. Paladins can actually. They're like beefy clerics.
Yeah.
So they're casters whose powers are essentially imbued to them by a specific god.
I can think of them as like a baby,
but they're
like
more beefy.
Knights of Templar.
I definitely
like,
think they're like
church.
A baby between like clerics and fighters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I can hit stuff hard, but I also I'm tight with the holy ones upstairs.
You know, Jesus gives you your power.
Yeah. Ogma, take the wheel.
Yes, please.
He has all the bumper stickers.
Oh
on
no!
Them.
Now that has to be the name of the episode.
Yes.
Ogma, take the wheel.
That's right. Boom.
You're welcome,
Internet.
Drinks
no,
more
like,
wine.
Honestly, yeah. How many Ogma bumper stickers do you have?
I mean,
what?
On the back of my armor, there's a few.
He turns around and there are these really garish,
along
ugly
with
bumper
the sticker
on his beautiful
I put there.
That are peeling slowly and sun-stained.
Yeah. Like the blue is like, on some of the text is like worn away.
Yeah,
it's
so
been
it
out
says,
the sun.
Just says Ma.
Yeah.
It's just like
one's got
like
squashed raspberries
flag,
on it.
Like
yeah.
Our version of an American flag. Just
well, I'm already wearing red and gold, so the blue of the sticker is probably
stand out. Anyhow,
any case.
That aside, back to the topic of the mayor. What are you guys planning to do? How are you proceeding forward?
We'll find out where those bear dudes are, and then I'm gonna kill them.
All right, how are we going to find out where the bandits are?
Back to your original plan of kill them.
Hmm?
Wait, did we already ask the mayor about... We haven't.
Did you?
No,
we you're didn't.
Because we just went
I
in.
I can't ask him anything because he thinks he wants me to pay up. Pay up with the girl, which I ain't going to do. That's,
so it's going to
I mean,
be...
You're making assumptions. You've not
yeah.
actually tried anything.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, okay, well, so... Idea, you guys could go talk to the mayor because he knows that you guys are part of the... adventure crew.
We can ask about the people who sent in last time because we don't want to die.
Yes.
Yes.
You're good at lying.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, we'll use that.
Deception check.
Sorry?
I said deception check. So
yeah. She is going to need a deception check.
Plus four.
For lying, yes.
So yes, you could do that. And I could just stand there and go,
Just and cross his arms and scowl.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, if he asks why, you could maybe tell him a bit more as to why you're looking, asking about them.
Yeah, they're jerks. They gotta die.
Yeah.
But what if he's working with them?
Then we're gonna have a problem.
He's not gonna tell you if he's working with them.
Yeah, so if he doesn't tell me, then we're not gonna have a problem.
I'm not sure I get it.
You do the talking, I hang out, we do the thing. We just need to find out if he knows where those bear jeans are.
Can we just promise we don't?
On the muscle.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Can we make sure we don't just kill the mayor because
wait.
Again, werewolves, jail.
Wait.
I don't want to be
on the brakes with a face of fear.
Right.
Wait,
she heard Kestrel is the brains, and Tony is the bronze. Screwed up her face in fright and went, wait. What are you saying, Sigrid?
I see a lot of things wrong with this plan.
I'm listening. Got any help?
Who's the brains of the group, really?
Mine's a plus one. It's not terrible, but it's not. What's yours?
Mine's a minus
two.
Okay.
Plus one, yeah.
I'm not quite sure how to... I don't mean to be mean, but I'm just not sure if Kestrel should do the talk.
I'm just not sure how well this plan was thought through.
I'm good at the talking. I just need to know what I'm saying.
All right.
Okay, we can give her a script.
Yeah.
You just have
right
to serenade her.
Just write it on your hand.
So here's the deal.
Okay, that could work.
Here's the deal.
We
need to find out. We need a couple things.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
Do you know those bear guys? If so, why? Where are they going? What did they do? Did they screw up the forest?
We know they did.
Well.
We want him to.
We
want to
confirm,
things, though. Yeah.
Yeah, because if he lies about it, that's
yeah.
a good
then
indicator.
He's a liar.
That, yeah, exactly.
He's a liar, and politicians don't lie. Right?
Never.
Yeah. Yeah. Number two, you really want to go after this lady? I mean, really? Forest is pretty dangerous, dude.
He's been in there a whole bunch of times, though, so that's not really going to faze him.
Yeah.
Alright, so what do we ask him about the lady to get him off the lead?
Okay.
Bye.
Maybe we just gloss over that bit for now.
Just be like, you can do so much better, buddy.
Maybe you could ask him again about the previous people, see if, you know, after they went into the forest, if they checked back in with him.
Good idea. So far, I think she might be the brains of the situation.
That's probably a good idea.
Well, it was the
brains.
I'm
your intelligence modifier. Who's plus two? What's yours?
Mine's plus, well, for a straight intelligence check, it's just plus one.
Really?
It's fine. You know what?
It's how you play it.
How you play it.
So
okay.
I know we're all really fixated on like the mayor and stuff, but like
oh well maybe
you know she's the one thing keeping the forest from literally like destroying this town.
That's true.
And I don't know if she's gonna last the 2 weeks that it's gonna take Ella to you know figure out how to anti-dead plant.
So what do we do?
Maybe tell the town that they're in trouble.
Evacuate the city.
That could work.
We could maybe get them to move away from the town.
I mean, it is a tourist city anyway, so it's sure there's not
home.
A ton of people that are just here all the time.
Maybe we can just tell them that the rats were like a warning sign of things to come.
Like
can
a,
we just,
like a
can
rapture
we just
thing.
Try to tell them that?
It's like a rapture thing.
That would definitely be a large deception check from you because Ella knows it was you.
Can we backpedal a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I could approach the mayor and go back. Like, oh, I was talking to Ella about the forest, and I heard that it was sick. Do you know anything about that? I'm just trying to figure out how we can ask the mayor if he checked back up with the I mean, he doesn't know you're originally part of the adventure crew, but you could introduce yourself that way.
But, like, I do still think that, like, we need to question
him. Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like, how are we gonna do it?
So, we gotta play to our strength with this one.
So, me, Tony, and Sigrid go. Sigrid prompts me to say the right thing. I try to persuade the mayor to tell us the stuff.
That doesn't work. Do we intimidate him?
What's your persuasion? Yeah, because your persuasion's good, right? Your charisma, because you're charisma based.
Mm-hmm.
I am plus 6 persuasion and 4 deception and 6 intimidation.
Yes, that would work. What's your intelligence modifier?
-2.
Yeah, so if I use my higher intelligence modifier to, like, kind of feed you what to say, and then you. Yeah, and then you use your persuasion. That could work. So now we just gotta figure out as a group before we go, what exactly do we wanna say? And then we come up with a plan, like, come up with, like, a script, like, and then we just stick to it.
Okay.
That could work.
And Tony
right.
doesn't immediately
no.
kill him.
No. I mean, you know.
Is that no, or is that wink no?
No wink.
Is it an Alistair no?
Listen, he hasn't done anything yet.
That we know of?
Yeah.
Other than being creepy to a lady.
Yeah, he's been a little... I mean, I'm not a fan of that.
He just seems sort of, like, aloof when I was talking to him about my father, but I think he just, like, he puts out these, you know, in adventure guilds, he just... I don't think... You know what? Maybe he doesn't actually know him, and he just, like, keeps trying to, like, hire more people.
Did he hire your dad to go after her?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, they were just childhood friends.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Wait.
He didn't mention anything about that? Like, I don't... Like, no, I don't know my father that well, but I don't think... Mm. I don't think it overlapped.
Okay.
I'm a little skeptical. I don't know. Doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah, well, I mean, he left, like, 150 years ago. Like, he left the town and Blackwood, like, never saw him again. So, he didn't say he, like, went into the forest. I don't think.
It's probably not a lead.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
We're going to go talk to the mayor. We're going to ask him questions. And then you two can try to figure out how to help Ella while we're off doing that.
There's not a ton I can do to help. Like, I know magic or nature.
I'd say we give up the ghost and just as a team go over there and whoever knows what the hell we're doing starts talking first.
Yeah.
Okay.
United Front makes sense to me. What about
you? I mean, alright, we need to check in with the mayor about whether or not he saw the last group, if they checked back in with him. I mean, do we tell him whether or not we've already been in there?
I don't think we should. Because I feel like if we tell him that we've already been in there, he's going to start demanding, why didn't he bring her back? Like, I think he's just going to be focused on that.
He's obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's just going to immediately turn into that.
We need to go there as we're doing some research before going in.
Right, okay, I guess Therilyn has told him multiple times that she can't leave the forest, and that hasn't fazed him, and that hasn't convinced him. Okay.
He's probably thinking she's making excuses.
Yeah, I feel like we need to really convince him, like, we're trying to do the best job we possibly can, give us all the information you can, like, kind of calm him down, because I feel like he's just
okay.
Immediately going to a frenzy of...
We can always come back and tell him that we did it.
Exactly.
Look, she's right over there, she's invisible.
No, but he's seen her.
Yeah, she's invisible now.
That'd be one hell of a deception check.
And non-touchy. The non-touchy word. That you can't touch it. That word.
Sure. So we go there, we pretend we've never been there, and we try to get some answers. I think that's what we're all agreeing on here.
Yeah.
Intangible.
Oh, no.
Tony starts walking toward the mayor's house. Who is joining me?
Everyone starts going towards the mayor's house. As you walk down the stairs, you notice that Alistair is no longer there. It's been a few hours since you guys have had your powwow in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Deciding on a plan, and now instead it is Harrell, and he is at the front desk, smoking his pipe with bubbles coming out of it.
Mm.
What color are the bubbles?
They're multicolored. They're quite pretty.
Do they fly around the room, or do they just, like,
kind of float around his head. They pop when they get about 5 feet from him.
Brel, how you doing?
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
I'm curious. You wouldn't happen to know any details about our old mayor friend, would you?
What sort of details were you thinking? I know he's the mayor.
He hired us for a job, and we kind of want to know about our employer, I guess.
He's a fair employer? Which job did he give you?
And it's probably the one he's been posting over and over again.
If Sigrid picked it up in a town,
it's
and
a fool's errand
stuck
if you
with
asked
it now.
Me. I wouldn't... If he's asked you to go into the copse, like I suspect, it's a fool's errand. Don't go in there. You'll just get killed, like all the others.
How many others were there?
Several.
Do you happen to know who the last one he sent out on this fool's errand was?
No, there's been very many. Some of them check in here, some of them don't.
Did
some of them pay their final bills, some of them don't.
Do you remember any of them?
Here and there. Don't remember names or anything specific. You know, we get a lot of people in and out of this inn, being
so,
a tourist town.
Would Alistair remember?
Alistair might remember, but he's gone for the day.
So do you remember the last two, the clergyman and woman? Did they stay here?
Well, they didn't stay with me, no, unfortunately. I heard about them. They went right to the job. Didn't bother doing any small spa activity or talking, you know, to the tavern owner or anything. Just charged right in. Disappeared like all the others, so I assume they died.
Hmm. And did they check in with the mayor before they went to the forest?
That I wouldn't know. I'm not the mayor.
Okay. I think we got what we're going to get along with that.
I agree.
What's that?
So thank you very much, Burrell.
You're very welcome. I hope you're enjoying your stay here. We do
having
try to make it
fantastic time.
Comfortable.
It's great.
Bro, I think your sister might need somebody's help with studying a new plant.
She did tell me, and I was up into the wee hours with her last night working on it. It's going to take many more hours. Alistair's with her now, so we're hoping that he'll be able to help with that. It's quite a task. It might take up to several weeks.
It'll work. Well, thank you.
But were you the ones that brought her the flower? You've already been in the forest.
The drive by night.
You know, I'm...
Yeah,
I'm extremely happy that you're not dead.
We're asking.
We're also
about,
happy.
Because Therilyn said she can't leave, and.
No, she can't.
We kind of want to figure out how to make the mayor stop sending people to die.
Ah, well, that's not a task for me. I'm just a wee innkeeper, as it were. And he kind of looks mad sarcastic when he says that, but also, like, I'm not going to step on that, you know?
Can I make an insight check?
Sure.
Nope,
it's
one.
It's one.
He's
it's
the best
one.
Innkeeper who's ever innkeeped.
He is just a mere innkeeper.
Yeah.
A very sarcastic mere innkeeper.
And I'm not even going to roll for this. I'm just going to go, you're not that wee.
Yes, that's fair. I am almost as tall as you, miss.
Exactly.
He just smiles and nods at you. Yes.
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 Okay,
you're,
bye.
You're a good one. You're a good one. Yes. You remind me of my sister.
To the mayor.
I'm thrilled. The Kestrel is thrilled out of her brain.
To the mayor.
It's a backhand without even knowing it.
Oh, we could have asked him, like, if the mayor's still at his house or where he would be.
I mean, you're still standing in front of him.
Yeah,
you can definitely ask whatever you want to ask.
I know, Tony.
Only Tony is wandering off in the distance.
I'm not wandering with Tony.
I wandered off.
Okay, Kestrel and Tony wander outside. But if you have something to ask, Burrell.
Okay. Burrell, follow up with the mayor.
You should do that.
Yeah, like, we had talked to him about a different matter. I don't know if I asked you this earlier. Do you know anybody by the name of Moonbow?
Moonbow. There was a Moonbow that used to visit occasionally, but it was before I owned the inn. He was infamous because he was very generous with his coin. All the business keepers hoped he'd come back, but about 150 years ago he stopped coming.
And you didn't know him personally?
No, not personally. I'm not quite that old of a dragonborn. I do take a little offense to that, though.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. You know, dragonborn doesn't mean dragon. We don't live hundreds of years.
I apologize.
It's... I understand. We're rare these days, you know. And he brushes the scales on his face kind of vainly.
No, you are very handsome. I apologize.
Not at all, not at all. It is a fair question to ask when you don't know any better.
Yes, well, he's my father, so I've been trying to track him
down.
That's
a shame. I do help you find him. You know, I heard the mayor and he were childhood friends. You might want to ask the mayor about it.
I did.
Oh, well, I hope he was helpful.
He gave me this small box. It has a phoenix on it. Oh.
Oh.
Can Can you take a look at it? I don't know if you would know anything about it.
I am. He takes it in his claws and he looks it over and he goes, it looks like a tobacco tin. Maybe yes. Your father was a smoker. And he hands it back. No magical properties, though.
No, yes, I figured that out. We're just trying to connect dots.
You know, I would ask Alistair about that, because he knows many things. He's very learned. And I am just a lowly innkeeper, you see. And he kind of smiles again, that like, thinly veiled, like, not really.
Wait.
And he's like, I'm just a lowly innkeeper, but my husband, very book learned, and he might understand a bit more about the symbolism of that.
Can I... What role
do you want to tell if he's lying?
Oh, yeah. That's insight.
You can do an insight.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
Oh, God, Zach. 8. Absolutely, he is just an innkeeper. His husband is so smart. He is not the brains of this operation, according to him.
All right, I personally want to go talk to Alistair.
I mean,
we're already going.
We're outside.
We're going.
Moira, Sigurd, where are you?
Someone with the brand had better catch us.
Are you also listening to the talk?
Yeah.
All right, Sigurd, you're with Willow.
Were you with the domestic room?
Yeah, I went with you guys.
Okay.
So Sigurd went outside when Tony and Kestrel did, like, yeah, action. And Moira hung around with Willow while she was talking to Burrell.
I already left to go talk to the mayor.
Well, I mean, I can see them from here. They're just outside. It seems they're waiting for you.
You can go catch up with them if you want.
All right, let's check in with them. All right.
Have a lovely day.
You as well.
And you as well.
And he draws from his pipe and all the bubbles float around his head.
You enjoy that pipe.
And you get a small whiff of strawberry as you leave.
And as they join up, and I go, and that's why I'm not a boysenberry person.
Oh!
Yes,
oh, that's weird. Berries this episode, guys.
Why was this all the good
it's
stories?
It's a weird question, isn't it?
It's so weird.
Oh, you guys are. Let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Let's
I
feel go.
Like I need to catch up with you guys at some point.
Let's go.
There's so much about learn. I've yet to learn about you guys.
Yeah. So you guys are heading to the mayor's house then?
Wait.
Oh, Willow stops you.
I need to go talk to Alistair.
All right.
I mean, because he might know something about my dad. And I...
Do you have to do it right now? Is it like going to the bathroom?
Sorry.
Kestrel,
so good.
It's been so long. I just learned that he's generous with his coin.
Oh, okay. I'm not... Was that sentiment? I'm not sure what's going on there.
Moira, you look very excited about that.
Maybe there's a buried treasure.
She's big ol' eyes. She's got eyes for coin only, and she's about this man now.
Ah, the love that. Money.
I guess priorities.
I definitely just heard a certain coin sound from a certain video game in my head.
Pudding!
Exactly.
Not copyright, because Steph made it with her mouth.
Yep.
I mean, I think we have time to do all the things we need to do.
Yeah.
Because we got weeks. We got at least weeks until this.
That bitch in the woods ain't going nowhere.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
Okay. So you guys decide.
Going to Alistair's.
Oh, you're going to go to Alistair's instead?
I'm walking toward Alistair's.
Do
I don't even
know
where he is.
Alistair,
I'm just walking
Alistair
in the direction.
Alistair lives in the inn, you dingbat.
Wait. Tony.
I go back inside.
I mean, he's not there.
He's not there. I turn back around.
We're standing outside and watching him do this.
Yeah, he's just going awkwardly and then stopping and then going backward. He's doing some
just
weird,
clank,
horrible
clank.
Tony dance.
Okay. Tony, we're never going out dancing.
Okay.
So, Burrell told me that Alistair's with Ella right now. They're trying to crack.
I'm going to go see Ella.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, where do you... No, let him do this. Where do you assume Ella is right now?
She's at her husband's bar.
Okay, you think she's at the Twisted Vine,
yes,
which is next door.
Yes.
Okay, so you go to the Twisted Vine. It's afternoon time, so it is open. You wander into the bar, and her husband is definitely at the bar, just polishing glasses. It's not very full yet. It seems like, you know, probably a late night here. You can there's the smell of stale beer. Like, you know, this place has been clean top to bottom. It looks clean. but there's a smell of stale beer, and, like, after party, that kind of after party smell, like, this place was open late.
Coach!
Oh, hello! Good to see you again, my friend. Are you here for an eye-opener? Wait, you don't drink.
I don't.
Do you want some honey and milk?
Maybe later. On a mission.
Okay.
Have you seen Alistair and or the missus anywhere?
Oh, the missus is upstairs with Alistair. Yes.
May we go speak with them, please?
Oh, I've got to ask the permission. I mean, I know you've been in the maze and all, and you're a customer, but, you know, that's my house, so. But, yeah. Hang on here a second. Sit yourself right down. Don't move. And then
says don't move?
Yeah, don't move. And he watches as Tony freezes, and he's like, perfect. And he just walks up the back stairs.
I'd like to see
you. And you wait a little while. Oh, did you guys go in with Tony?
We need to come back out, probably.
Okay, like, so yeah, Tony wasn't in. You guys come in, and Tony is just frozen in position over the bar in a creepy mime sort of way.
Right, then I check to see if he's breathing.
Okay, Moira checks to see if he's breathing. He is indeed breathing. Actually, you know what? Here's the funnier bit. Roll me a medicine check. Let's see what happens.
Oh, God, plus one.
Fishing for ones!
She holds a dagger up to his throat.
He's definitely breathing. You know, he's just chilling, but in a funny, awkward mime way.
Tony, is everything okay?
He told me not to move.
I don't think he meant that literally.
Yeah, you probably just...
You kind of upstairs, y'all can hear, like, conscious voice through the ceiling, but his muscle is like... And you hear Ella... And then Alistair... and then you hear Boots as he comes back down, he goes... And he sticks his head around the corner of the back stairs, around the bar, and he goes... Oh, all of you are here. Do all of you need to see my wife? It's not very big up there, I've got to warn you. I need to see her. Okay. You, and you, the armored guy. You, purple hair, and you, armored guy, come on up. The rest of you, just wait here, and I'd be happy to get you some drinks if you like. It's noon somewhere. It's definitely noon here. I'm not great with time. All right. And he leads you up the stairs to, like, this little apartment kind of deal that appears to be built above the bar. It is very small and simple. There are lots of plants for such a very small space. They're all hanging from, like, the ceiling. They're like, growing kind of out of the walls. You know, there's, like, a very fresh, grassy smell in the whole place. And it's strange. It's a strange contrast to the very, like, clean, like, kind of modern feel of the bar downstairs. Because up here, it's very rustic. It's very, like, earthy. And you assume, you know, Comps probably just lets Ella have free reign over this place and is allowed to decorate as she sees fit. You can see in the corner there's massive fucking strawberries growing in a giant pot that appears to be where they get their fresh strawberries. But it's like a single bedroom apartment, and when you walk in, the first thing you see is a very large, well, not large, but a sizable living room for such a, you know, small space above the bar, with a very large bay window and all sorts of plants growing. And sitting at a desk, pushed closest to the window, is Ella and Alistair. And they're hunched over the plant that Ella had kind of caged with vines earlier. And they're talking amongst themselves and discussing this. But as you come in, they both look up at you. And Alistair says, hello again.
Hello.
Hi, Alistair.
And Ella goes, hi, guys. What brings you here?
Well, Willow here has some questions.
Oh, Willow. How can I help?
Hi, Ella. So, I was talking to Burrell and, about my dad, and I thought he said that Alistair might know a bit more about him. So, I know you guys are working on this, it's very important, but...
Yes, it is very important. The rate at which these are taking over the forest will surely kill the forest within the next 4.6 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
How specific.
I am accurate in my calculations.
I don't doubt that.
Okay. Ella looks sweaty and nervous. And she says, yeah, I'm happy to help you talk about your father. Maybe we do need a little break. We have been staring this plant for several hours now with not much results, other than to drain me of a little of my magic, unfortunately. I learned the hard way, you know, that's how it works.
Oh, no.
And she does look a little green around the gills. It's no problem. Once I sleep, I'm sure I'll be fine. But I really do want to get this fixed because,
Does the plant look bigger?
The plant does look fatter.
Oh no, it looks bigger.
Yeah, it does look bigger, and it's kind of flapping around the inside of the cage, snapping its plant jaws.
Ella, is there any way to protect yourself from... I mean, you aren't touching it, are you?
Well...
Oh no.
Well, in order to figure out how best to fight it, I tried to fight it. Wouldn't you know, the little sucker bit me. It's no problem. Alistair is here, and he is very excellent at potions
and medicine.
I pull
out my axe and I go, well, I chopped one up before.
No, we don't want to chop it up. We need it alive to study different effects of different potions on it in order to make sure that we're going to kill it at the source, and not just with an axe. I assume there are very many plants in the forest. Probably a lot of problematic plants based on his calculations. Yes, there are approximately 62,000 current infestations in the forest based on my data. Yeah, so you heard him, you know, something like that.
I'm gonna need a big axe.
You'd need, you know, several hundred of you in order to fight that appropriately. So, and it's better to have it alive so we can watch what gets it in one foul swoop.
That makes sense, yeah.
I haven't slept. I've been working on this all night, so it's my own fault. But, do tell me, dear, how can I help you?
So, I talked to the mayor, and he actually gave me this little small tobacco tin. It has a phoenix rising out of the ashes.
Okay.
That
sounds nice.
Yeah. There's nothing but ash in it. Nothing magical about it, but he hasn't been seen for 150 years, and I wanted to know if you or Alistair knew anything about...
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. Alistair, do you know anything about that? Alistair says, please, allow me to see the trinket.
Okay.
And he puts his hand out.
Here you go, Alistair.
Okay, so she hands it to him. He holds it in his hand. And as you put it on his hand, you hear the clink of metal on metal. And he looks at it, and he brings it close to his face. And you see his eyes kind of flicker, 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 as like a bunch of light goes through it. And you hear, processing. And he goes, ah, I see. My databases have pulled up numerous symbols based on the painting on the front of this tin. Would you like to know what kind of symbols this could possibly relate to?
Yes, please, Alistair.
The phoenix has been used for several hundreds of years for various different groups, symboling rebirth, renewal, and life. One of the most recent groups, however, is known to be very secretive because they have continued to hide within other groups of note over the years.
How long has this secretive group been?
Well, based on my data, which is very limited, several hundred years.
Okay. What's the name of the group?
Well, that is the problem. We are unsure of this group's name. However, the symbol of the phoenix has shown up in several various texts throughout the years relating to the fall of the gods.
Fall of the gods. Okay. So, the phoenix, has it correlated with the length of the secretive group, or have...
As I said, there are several different groups that they may correlate to. This is the most recent in my database. Some of the other groups include former gods that have gone missing. See also Avandra, the goddess of change. Though she does not standardly use the phoenix as her symbol, it is occasionally used as her symbol, for the phoenix itself constantly changes in its cycle of death and rebirth. However, in the most recent discoveries of this particular artifact, it is correlated to a secret group known to embed itself in the workings of other groups. They often are working undercover, under the guise of trying to determine how best to undermine the group in which they are embedded.
So,
any symbols related to bears that are tied into this group?
Bears. And he does like a blinking. Unfortunately, my database does not reflect any correlation between the rising phoenix symbol and any symbols of bears.
Okay.
However, my database is as current as it can be, and there are still room for improvement. As always, I am always learning.
I look to Willow and I go, you don't think tied into the guys I'm after.
Well,
sounds similar to their MO.
Who are you after, Tony?
The Acolytes of Ursa.
Acolytes of Ursa. I have heard of this group. They are a recent anomaly, and I have heard through letters and rumors, most recently within the past 3 months, of problems that they have caused within various provinces. Most notably, the problem that they caused at the festival in Sart, known as the Fly-By-Night Festival.
Yeah, what exact... Hold on, DM question.
Sure.
I would know that from researching them, or offhand, or would I mainly know...
She would have told... Brigantia would have told you when she reached out to ask for your help that that was part of the problem that they had incited when they were in Sart, and why the group needed you.
Got it.
Yep.
Never mind then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have nothing that probably ties that phoenix symbol to possibly that group.
Currently, my database does not reflect any correlation between this group, this terrorist group called the Acolytes of Ursa, and the symbol of the phoenix.
But they're a new-ish group.
They are.
And so when they infiltrate groups, you said they work undercover to undermine groups.
That is what my data has shown.
It might be related to the goddess of change?
It could conceivably be related to the goddess of change, but results are inconclusive.
What does it... So the groups... does it say anything about the groups that they do infiltrate and whether or not they disintegrate or they get bolstered?
Occasionally, there has been cases in which the documentation of the disintegration of groups infiltrated by groups related to the Phoenix have been proven. However, most recently, it is unclear whether or not this group has currently infiltrated the group known as Alkalites of Ursa. As this data was just presented to me, my thoughts on it are inconclusive.
I mean, understandably so. Okay.
Yeah.
I am merely pointing out that they coincide.
Right. Yes.
They do.
Do you know which gods have disappeared?
The Wandering Gods.
Who are the Wandering Gods and what are their...
The following gods are known as Wandering Gods, or have vanished completely from the histories of Magath. Ogma, god of speech and writing. He's a Wandering God. He does not have his own province. The Raven Queen, goddess of life and death. Avandra, goddess of change and luck. Set, god of darkness. Bast, goddess of cats and vengeance. Corin, god of trade and wealth. Sometimes, also, god of thieves. And Mathos, god of magic.
Willow and Tony exchange quizzical eyes. Eye contact.
Yeah. Out of character, wandering gods are gods that actually wander around and sow believers behind them.
Okay.
Sometimes they appear, but they appear randomly. They don't have a set place where you can find them. Mm-hmm. They're often challenging to find. For instance, in Cattery Cliffs, they have an entire group of monks that are looking for Bast. They all worship her.
But she's in the floor.
They can't find her. That's a piece of her. But her, the actual physical being, can't find her.
Mm.
And that's what their mission is to find and locate enough knowledge to draw her back to the temple.
Mm.
So various wandering gods kind of pop in and out of existence, either as they please or, you know, it's hard to tell.
So my relationship with my god is equivalent to a missed encounter on Craigslist.
Oh my god.
Your relationship with your god was that your god's picked you.
That's true.
Out of all the possible people. He doesn't have a specific land. He decided that you were worth his time and appeared before you.
Just okay. Screaming dibs.
He did it.
This angry little dwarf is mine. This pissed off little
you,
hammer.
I like the way you think. Poof.
Okay.
Willow, you had something to say.
Tony.
Made my murder armor.
So, as far as, like, the relation to when I inspected the flowers.
So the flowers themselves are originally only found in Sark, where the Fly-By-Night Festival takes place.
Right.
You would probably know that, because they're a very rare magical item.
Right, okay.
And Sark is only known for that.
Okay.
To have, a corrupted version of them appear anywhere else is suspect.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And we, as far as we know, there wasn't any corruption at the Fly-By-Night Festival.
As far as you know.
Okay.
Other than the theft of the actual flowers, which you were told about.
Okay, theft. Alright, sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Tony, I don't know why we didn't make this connection. They took the flowers and put them in the forest.
The acolytes?
They must have.
It makes the most sense to me.
Oh my goodness.
Poisoning the forest. It's their end game. What's their goal?
Thanks for listening to another episode of Natural Fun. If you want to learn more, follow us on Twitter at NaturalFun1. If you want to support our podcast, you can help us by sharing our podcast, finding us on Patreon, or rating us 5 stars on Pinecast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Take a long rest and catch us again every other Sunday.